First of all, there was a suffix of how we had come out in terms of how we paskin for Ashkenazim. When you have a Dover Lach that's Nitzdani Legamri, so then we're choshesh for Yesh Bishel Acher Bishel. What does Nitzdani Legamri mean? So the sheet of the Chazon Ish is that Nitzdani Legamri is that it's literally cold. It's fully cold. And then you have to be choshesh. While the position of Shulchan Aruch HaRav, which Rav Shlomo Zalman went with, which Rav Nevinzal quotes, is that it goes from the time in which the food would be so lukewarm that you wouldn't eat it as a hot soup. So that's a more stringent position. So the question was, how should one be noeg lemaisa? So it would seem to me that one should be noeg lechumra like Rav Shlomo Zalman, that if it's already reached that point, lechatchila, in the case of lechatchila, the case of bidyevet she'asat chak, a different story. At the end of the day, keep in mind that the way we explained is it makes a lot of sense to say azda bishula, that the effect of the bishul already went once you wouldn't eat it as a hot soup. So that would seem to be la'alacha, for sure, lechatchila, one should be choshesh for that position, but one should be aware that the Chazon Ish understands as nitzdani legamri. Again, it's a Magen Avram. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Shulchan Aruch HaRav generally follows the Magen Avraham. Yeah?
When we have something that's Yavish with the grape.
Oh, so how do we magdir what's considered Lach and Yavish? So Mirtz Hashem, we're going to discuss that in the coming weeks. We won't necessarily even get to it next week, but Mirtz Hashem, we'll get there. Yes? It's a good question. It's an important question.
On yesterday's, how would Rashi answer up the Gemara that Rosh Hashanah was to support his idea? The Gemara that in Tiberium with the water.
Oh, that was the other sugya. The other sugya in regards to Derech Bishul and so on and so forth. Yeah, right. So I'm not sure how Ramosha would answer. It was Ramosha. I'm not sure how Ramosha will answer that question. I don't know. Okay, so for today's topic, continues on in Sivan Hay. So over there we have, again, the discussion of Yesh Bishul Acharafia and Kalei Bishul. So we began that sif, and what we had learned was that the halacha is that when it comes to something that is baked, there is a machlokis between the Yoreim and the Rav Yah. The Yoreim is quoted in Shulchan Aruch that he's machmir, yesh bishul acharafia, that even though it's already been baked, it could still be cooked. That's one halacha. And then, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, in Sifkata Membeis, we have another chumrah on top of that halacha. The chumrah that's on top of that halacha is that not only will the bread be mevashel in a kli rishon, it will also be mevashel within a kli sheni. That was a second chumrah. What's that chumrah called? So that chumrah is called Kalei HaBishul. So we're going to discuss tonight, B'siyata D'Shmaya, some details of the halachos of Kalei HaBishul. To really understand Kalei HaBishul, actually, the Shulchan Aruch is not written in conceptual order. It's very hard to write a conceptual order of Hilchos Shabbos. One really needs to know Siftes. In Siftes, we might do Siftes separately as a sugya by itself, but I'll give you a little bit of background on Siftes. The Gemara discusses two items. One of them is obvious, and the other is actually very, very unclear to the Gemara about its status. The Gemara first discusses on Membeis and Membeis the status of ox meat. The Gemara says ox meat, that's really, really strong meat. Last night in Reshit, wow, there was some really good looking meat over there. So some of that meat needed to be cooked ganz fine. You had to really, really cook it well. So the Gemara describes, oh, you missed it. You should have seen. Wow, 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 you missed it. You missed it. You chose the wrong night for Musser. So maybe the Musser couldn't go along with such meat. I don't know. In I could assure you that in Nevardik they didn't have that meat.
The Musser of what the meat turns into.
Ah, yafeh. So there the Gemara says, very good. There the Gemara says that when it comes to ox meat, that requires a lot of intense cooking, and it could be ox meat would only cook on the fire itself. So the Gemara then says, what about salt? How does salt compare? How does salt compare to ox meat? So the Gemara says, a machlokis. Either the Gemara says, tsricha milcha bishula kibisra datura, that when it comes to ox meat, that ox meat needs to be cooked like very well, and so does salt as well. Salt needs to cook on a kli rishon on top of the fire. The other extreme is to say no, is to say the other way around. We could say that salt cooks so easily, it cooks even in a kli shein. How do we paskin? So that's a machlokus over here between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Simple reading of the Mechaber is that it needs to be, that it will only cook on the fire itself. Well, take a look at the Ramah. The Ramah says, paskin is like the first opinion in the Gemara, or ischoshesh, I should say ischoshesh, based on Tosos, on Membez and Membez. Take a look at by the Ayin Aleph in the Ramah, the Yesh Osrim Lases Melech Afil Liklisheni, Kozman Sheliyad Selezba. Ooh! Here we have an idea that you have something that could cook even in a klisheni, that melach could even cook in a klisheni, v'amachmir tovel abracha. Now this is not halacha l'maisa yet. Why is this not halacha l'maisa? Because we're not talking about our salt, the poskim pointed out. There are two types of salt. There's mined salt and there's sea salt. Our salt today is sea salt. Sea salt needs to be cooked beforehand. So bepashtus, salt shouldn't be a problem at all. This is not halacha l'maisa. We have to have another shear. And in another shear, we're going to say not to put salt in a kli rishon, according to Mishnah Berurah, but you could put it into a kli sheni. That's what comes out according to the Mishnah Berurah. However, what do we see from this halacha? That there are things that, when it comes to salt that is mined, that isn't cooked beforehand, you have to be choshesh, that'll be mevashel, inu a kli sheni. We have a rule that a kli rishon is mevashel, kli sheni is not mevashel. So I'll tell you, the answer to that question is that there are things that don't follow that rule. There are things called Kali Abishol. To understand that rule a little bit better, we're not doing so much Halacha L'maisa today, but this will help us, at least in the first moments, but this will help us really, really understand what's the difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. So Tosis in Daf Mem Amabez in Masechet Shabbos says that the walls of the Kli Rishon are still hot, and the walls of the Kli Sheni are cold. So what's the pshat in that? At the end of the day, Rav Shlomo Zalman points out at the first glance that you could have a kli sheni that's 50, 60 degrees Celsius, and you could have a kli rishon that's 45 degrees Celsius. So why do we assume that kli rishon is always mevashel and kli sheni is not mevashel? Or for that matter, why do we assume that kli sheni is not mevashel at all? And we're going to see that. That's the general rule. The one exception is going to be Kali Abishol. So there's a beautiful Hesber by Rav Meir Kazis that's quoted in the Masifta Gemara that works very well, I think, with approaches of both the Chazon Ish and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. For more Iyun in that regard, you have to listen to the Kolo Shiurim. But in terms of just the bottom line, Rav Meir Kazis explains beautifully. If you ask, and I check this out, I give a Halach L'maisa Shir to the wives of the Kolo fellows. So I ask them, what would they prefer? Would they prefer a pot that right now is really hot, but in 10 minutes, it's going to be very cool? Or a pot that now is cooler, but it's going to keep the same hot temperature. It's cooler, but it's going to keep the same hot temperature for a longer period of time. So what did they say? Let's see if you're ready to get married. What did they say? Let's say if they are ready to say, let's see how much the married fellows help out in the kitchen. So what did they say? It's a no. Exactly. The one that's going to stay, that stays hot for longer. So the Vort is, says Ramir Kaziz, he says that the Vort is like this, that the ones that stay, that it's a Kli Rishon, even though they might be a little bit cooler than something that was in a Kli Sheni, but the Isra of Bishol is not the first moment of Bishol. It's the extended period of time of Bishol. If there's going to be Bishol over 20 minutes, you don't look at the first moment. So is this a kli that you would want to cook if you want to cook your food well in 20 minutes? The answer is, even something that's hotter than a kli sheni, you wouldn't want it. You prefer a kli rishon. Therefore, I'd like to add, when it comes to kali abishol, what are kali abishol? Let's assume that salt is kali abishol, like the opinion that the Ramah says that you have to be choshish for. What does that mean? That means that it cooks almost immediately. We're going to see almost all the examples that we have of kali abishol are very thin, as opposed to ox meat that's really, really thick. Really thin things that's possible to cook it quickly. So the fact that it is going to cool down after 20 minutes is not important because it's already cooked after 2-3 minutes. Ox meat is going to require more than 20 or 30 minutes. So therefore, that's the difference in our areas of halacha. Now we're home free. Now all we got to do is figure out what are the details of Kali Bishul? But this is the Yisayid HaDavar. You should know that I've been learning with Talmidim a couple times, Hilchos Shabbos. This is the first time I felt like I understood Hilchos Bishul. You'll go back online, you look at my shurim 10 years ago, I listened to them, I would think I really didn't understand Bishul Adas. So, isn't that the beauty of Torah? Every time you learn Sugya, how many times did I taught Hilchos Shabbos in Camp Hask? Taka, when you were a baby. When you were a baby. That was like 16 years, 17 years before you were in Camp Hask. The first time I don't feel that old at all. My wife and I just on that, and I said, tonight we were sitting and talking, I can't believe it, that we're middle-aged. It's like, we still feel like we're a young couple. Baruch Hashem. The only thing is our kids don't support that, but at the end of the day. So the point is that I taught this 16, 17 years ago. I said the Mishnah Berurah, but I didn't understand it. Now I finally understand. The first time I understand, really, I think. And probably in 10 years from now, I'm going to think that I didn't understand it at all. So, and that's the beauty of Torah, no? Isn't that the beauty? It's an amazing thing. Anyhow, so back to Halacha L'maisa. So Halacha L'maisa, bread is Kali Abishul, because it's going to cook easily. What else do we have? Salt. We have to be choshish, but only mined salt. What about other things aside from that? So here you have a range of shitas. The Chazon Ish in Simin Nun Beis says as follows. The Chazon Ish says that the only things that are going to be subject to Kali Abishul are those things that the Rishonim or the Gemara mentioned are Kali Abishul. So Melach would be an example. And we have the Urayim in regards to bread. He says other things you don't have to be choshish. So the Chazon Ish is a big makel in this regard. I can't say that the Chazon Ish doesn't. I'm not saying the Chazon Ish says there's nothing. It's Kali Abishul, but the Chazon Ish tends to be quite makel. For example, the Chazon Ish says lemons. He says, well, lemons don't require the same amount of cooking as a piece of chicken. But at the same time, he says lemons we don't know is Kali Abishul. Therefore, Chazon Ish is makel. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Orachaim Chelik Dalet in Hilchos Bishul, Chelik Dalet Simon Ayin Dalet in Hilchos Bishul says for a lemon you have to be machmir in a klisheini because he is choshesh that it qualifies as Kali Abishul. What's another example where the poskim classically are choshesh for Kali Abishul? That's a very, very important Mishnah Berurah. Let's do it inside. Mishnah Berurah in regards to tea. You take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Lamites. The Mishnah Berurah says, Va'ata. First word on the line is Maliach. Va'ata nevar din bishul aleha te. Now I'm going to explain the halachos of cooking tea. Hine te b'shabes poshut b'peskim t'yesh boi mishum bishul. It's poshut that's subject to bishul. Ubemezid yesh b'isr skila. Ubeshoge chiv chatas. He says, for sure, in a klisheni, it's going to be a problem. And then he says, if you take a look in the second wide line, skipping quite a bit down, Efshar, diyesh beha'olim, it could very well be that in these tea leaves, gam kein chshash d'oraisa, that it could be that there's going to be a chshash d'oraisa in these leaves. Why? Because they should be considered Kale Abishul, Diyesh Dvar Mrakim, going backwards, Diyesh Dvar Mrakim, Kale Abishul, Shemespashim Afilu Ba'adacha B'Kli Sheini. So the Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that it qualifies as Kale Abishul when it comes to tea. So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa so just takes the Mishnah Berurah a little bit further, and that is the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa so says, if you don't know that it's not Kale Abishul, then you have to be choshesh, that's Kali Abishul. So what things do we know are not Kali Abishul from the Gemara? Says the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Perek Aleph. Oil, the Gemara says Beferish is not Mevashel, in a klisheni. Water, and we have in Sif Tes, Tavlin, spices. Spices are also, you don't have to be choshesh, that it's going to be Mevashel in a klisheni. However, even spices get a big asterisk next to it. It's not only Roger Maris's home run record that gets an asterisk next to it. I mean, I stop all the steroids also. You have to put steroids next to each one of the records. But either way, so you have to put a big asterisk next to the spices. Why do you have to put a big asterisk next to the spices? Because Rav Shlomo Zalman taught us, and this is in a footnote, Kuf Nun Gimel maybe, in the Shmir Shabbos Gilchus on the old edition, says, Shlomo Zalman says that the spices that we're talking about were the old-fashioned spices. If you go into Machne Yehuda, you could still get ginger, the hard core of ginger, cinnamon sticks. Once upon a time, they didn't have paprika, like little piece of paprika, like powder, or onion powder, etc., etc. Those things, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, tavlinim don't mean those. And afuch, these tavlinim, they cook very, very easily because they're so thin, they're paper thin, they're hair-like. So then in such a case, in terms of how thin they are. So therefore, the halacha would be that when we say spices are going to be mutter and klisheni, we're talking about ginger and so on and so forth, those stark pieces of spices, not the our spices today. So therefore, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa really, really narrows down how many things you could actually put into a klisheni. So all you got is water, oil, and spices are out. What?
Ox meat.
And ox meat, correct. That's all we got. Everything else, we have to be chayshish. Comes along, Chazanish, and he says, no. What we know that the Rishonim said is kalibishal, like bread, and of course, salt. So then in such a case, those things, salt, they're old time salt. Then in such a case, you have to be machmer. But lemons, you don't have to be machmer. Okay.
Why doesn't Chazanish extend it beyond, like, to similar type of items, to bread? And
I guess he believes that at the end of the day, we have an absolute rule in halacha called Kli Rishon Zavasha, Kli Sheni is not Nevasha. So only those things that Chazal thought fall into that category. If Chazal didn't spell it out, then we shouldn't be machzik something new. That's the Chazanish's words. Lo lahachzik odvarm shalonim sim b'chazal. Now, on the other hand, the Chazanish has a big chumrah. Chazanish has a big chumrah. There are two items, two categories that we need to discuss. What is a cheftza of Kalei Abishal? Okay, that's what we've been discussing up until now. Which objects are subject to Kalei Abishal? And then we have another question. Not the cheftza of Kalei Abishal, but what keli could cook for Kalei Abishal? In other words, when you have a klisheni, Kalei Abishal will cook inside of it. So mined salt will cook inside of a klisheni. A lemon, according to Ramosha Feinstein, you have to be machmer klisheni. Oh, even better. Mishnah Bura, you have to be machmer on tea. What about klishlishi? Is it too late at night to go ahead with it? Should we finish that topic? Yeah? We should go for it? Okay. So what do you say about a klishlishi? What's at stake over here? What's at stake, Rabosa, is nothing less than whether you could use a tea bag on Shabbos. If you hold, tea is Kalei Abishal. So comes along the Chazanish, and the Chazanish makes a very astute point. We're going to have a big kula from the Chazanish tonight, and a big chumrah from the Chazanish. The big kula we're going to have from the Chazanish is, the Chazanish says, that when it comes to tea, when it comes to most items, let's not talk about tea for a second, when it comes to most items, you don't have to worry, it's Kalei Abishal. But says the Chazanish very astutely, you never see anywhere that something that's Kalei Abishal is mutter in a kli shlishi. If you develop according to our svara, it works beautifully. Because these things cook so quickly, it doesn't make a difference how cool the walls are going to be. So maybe you have to be machmer even a kli chamishi, kli shishi. I heard from my rabbeim that Rav Soloveitchik also held that way. The kli shishi is also going to be mevasha. And then I came to Eretz Yisrael, and my rabbeim said from their rabbeim as well. The grand rebbe's held this way, both Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Soloveitchik. That Rav Nevinzal here quotes in Yitzchak Yikare, that Rav Shlomo Zalman also held that if you're going to be, whenever you have to be machmer on klisheni, you have to be machmer on klishlishi as well.
And Ravi.
And chamishi. So therefore, following the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, so then one cannot make tea in a klisheni, you can't make tea in a klishlishi, a kli ravi. Hence, there's an old custom in Klal Yisrael. We're going to see, we're going to conclude that there are two opinions, halacha l'maisa. An old custom in Klal Yisrael to make tea essence, right? To put the tea bags into the essence and not to use tea bags. Why? One of the reasons would be that a tea bag, even in a Kli Revi, is going to be a problem as well. It's going to be a problem as well. So that's this opinion in regards to the Kalei Abishul, that even Kalei Abishul will cook even in a Kli Revi. However, the Mishnah Brura is not mashma that way. The Mishnah Brura in Sivkotan Mem Zayin says, Ubekli Shlishi Mitzade da Prima Godim Lahakel. The Prima Godim has a kula and says that Kalei Abishul are going to be mutter in a Kli Shlishi. So that's against the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish, who said that you have to be machmer in a Kli Shlishi by Kalei Abishul, Prima Godim is not that way. It would seem to me that there's Nahara Pashte. There are different minhagim. If in your family you make tea with a tea bag and a Kli Shlishi, yesh lema milismach, although there is a lot of svara to be machmir, as long as it's Yatzel Edespo. Of course, once it's no longer Yatzel Edespo, then in such a case there would be no shash. So therefore, not to make even a Kli Shlishi is a chumrah that has a place. On the other hand, it's almost mefurish that the Mishnah Brura was makel. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa does not say that it's usher to make tea in a Kli Shlishi. He also assumes, even though, interestingly, we have a Masaira from Rav Shlomo Zalman, there was Machmer Kli Shlishi, it could very well be that this was a personal Chumrah of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that he told Rav Nevinzal, but he did not insist that that be put into Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. And the Mashmos of Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa is you can make tea in a Kli Shlishi, because the only time we're Machmer for Kalei Abishul is in a cliche. Any questions or clarifications? Yes.
Why again the Mishnah Brura would make a cliche? What's the story?
Because Kalei Abishul, we only find that the Rishonim were machmir in regards to cliche. They didn't spell out to be machmir in a cliche. So the further and further you remove, the cooler it's going to be, and therefore you don't
the
tea essence. You could do tea essence and yet still make a mistake. And that is, if a person has tea essence and then puts it into a cliche, and he's a beautiful kaftar aferach, right? Everything should be fine. But you have to be careful that the way in which, so visualize, you're making a tea on Shabbos, you have a hot water urn. You have tea essence, you pour it from a teapot, and you put it into a cup. If you take the cup and you put it under the urn, and you have the water go into the essence, so then that's irui, because you're doing Iroi from a Kli Rishon. So we paskin that Iroi is Mevashel Kedei Klipa. So that wouldn't be the way to do it. The right way to do it is to first put the tea essence into a cup, and then empty into another cup hot water from a Kli Rishon, put that into a Kli Sheni. Then you'd be allowed to pour from the Kli Sheni onto the essence, which is sitting into a cup. Or for that matter, you don't even need to pour the essence into another cup. If you first fill up the cup with hot water, and then you put the essence into that cup, then that would be okay. We explained that Tzviya Lekulei Alma, if the motivation is to eat, then in such a case it's going to be Mutter.
Correct.